Welcome back to New Entry Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Ian, with my co-host, Ever. What it do, baby?
Hey, Ian, how you doing,
I'm all right. I'm all right, man. Just chilling.
man?
So we got a lot to talk about. Let's talk about Seth freaking Rollins, that he is going to be part of Captain America's New World Order movie that's coming out in, I don't remember when, but Seth Rollins is part of this movie. People are saying that he is a version of a Loki. Some people are saying that he's a villain throughout the whole movie. Like he's a new villain throughout the
Wow.
whole movie. And then there's some people are saying like he's a villain in like a small clip of the movie, not throughout. He just has like a cameo, like he's a villain for the moment, and then that's it. But still pretty exciting. Seth Rollins is part of a movie. He is a Marvel fan. Obviously throughout his career, he had where his outfit has like mentioned Marvel and all that. I remember once he wore like what was it? The Endgame outfit. He dressed up as Thanos once for SummerSlam. So that's pretty cool and pretty excited. Seth Rollins is also part of Night of Champions tournament. He's in the final where he's going to be facing AJ Styles for the world heavyweight to crown a new world heavyweight championship. Most likely, Seth Rollins is the obvious choice because one, he is on Raw. Two, he's part of a movie. So they're kind of like trying to promote that, trying to take advantage of Seth Rollins, like, because he's in a Captain America's movie. So it's like you kind of want to like get all the attention on Seth freaking Rollins. And even though I do agree with AJ, I would not mind AJ Styles getting the W, but he is on SmackDown, so it's like he's basically leaving the OC if he does go to Raw, which is kind of a bad choice. And then the rumor has it the reason why they had somebody, they did the whole tournament on SmackDown is because they were trying to get viewerships. Because there was basketball games and finals happening on Friday nights. So that's why they had SmackDown be part of this tournament because they want to get some more viewers or they didn't want to lose any viewers.
Yeah, they're like, you got to watch this tournament, guys. Like, ah, damn, you're right.
So, and it worked apparently. So,
Just do tournaments then every time NBA plays or something.
No, and surprisingly, they did all that because normally they just let everything ever disappear.
Sorry.
They
Annoying.
normally let it slide where it's like, oh, we're not gonna give them the best show because nobody's gonna be watching. Everybody's gonna be watching the game. But this is the first time where they're like, nope, we're gonna have a great show because we're not trying to lose any viewerships.
Yeah, you want to keep them, and then like next week, you're like, oh, okay, look.
So, a pretty exciting, pretty exciting. Night of Champions is next week. So, what's your thoughts on that? Any matches you're excited for?
Just the mat, the mat. Well, one of the matches, just the match the AJ Styles versus Seth Rollins match. That'd be interesting to watch. I kind of know who's gonna win, but at the same time, like we don't know WWE's logic because they say at the moment is recording, they don't know who's gonna be champion. Like they have not selected like who's actually gonna win, which is crazy to me. Like what? You don't know who's gonna win yet? So and also the tag team title match.
Yeah, that one's my thing is now I'm kind of curious of what's going on with everything because this whole pay-per-view, the lineup looks great, but it's just weird at the same time because it's like you got Seth freaking Rollins versus AJ Styles for the World Heavyweight Championship. That's gonna be awesome. And then you got Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. And then you got Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus the Bloodline, which is Roman Reigns and Solo for the Undisputed Tag Team Championship. You got Gunther versus Mustafa Ali. And then you got Bianca Belair versus Asuka, this was a WrestleMania rematch, right?
Yeah.
So,
They didn't face each other at Backlash, right? No.
no. I don't even think Bianca was on the show.
No. No, she
So,
wasn't.
my thing is, one, are you surprised that Sami Zayn is going to be part of this show?
No, not anymore.
Why you say
Because,
that?
well, I follow government and all that. The only reason why he never went because Syria and Saudi Arabia had like a sour relationship. Pretty much Saudi Arabia with any country. Oh shit, I'm gonna get killed. But I think they end up softening the relationship or something. They're more agreeable with each other. So now, like, because in Saudi Arabia, if they say if you're Syrian, you're pretty much dead. It's pretty much a death penalty, I think. Last time I checked, I don't know. I might be really wrong, but hopefully I'm wrong. But yeah,
But my thing is,
it's political.
but the thing is, you can only go over there if you're invited, right?
Yeah, but like since he's Syrian, so I think Saudi Arabia will not they did not want him there. But now that the relationship with Syria and Saudi Arabia is like kind of like, hey, more friendly, hey, hey, what's up, he's okay with it. Like MVP can't go to Saudi Arabia because with him he became an atheist, so he was Muslim, became an atheist. So him in Saudi Arabia, that's a felony. That's like a felony to be like to denounce your religion. So like MVP won't go to Saudi Arabia for sure unless they ease up on that. But like with Sammy, it's because Syria and Saudi Arabia are cool now. They're hey, what's up, man? But that's probably why he's going. Otherwise, he would not even touch like that area. Like, nope. Just go. Just make it a one-on-one.
Yeah, because I was kind of shocked when they announced the match, because I was like, Sami Zayn can't go. But at the same time, like I said earlier, it's like, well, it's not like Sami Zayn could just be like, all right, I'm gonna head over there. It's like, no, he needs to be invited. So clearly he got the okay, because or else they wouldn't be promoting this match at all. They wouldn't even promote Night of Champions, first of all, if Roman Reigns is not gonna be there, and then Sami Zayn, because they're both champions. But then what I'm really annoyed about is that Roman, it's called Night of Champions, and Roman Reigns is not even going to be defending the titles.
He'd be going 1,000 days that day too. That's the 1,000 day and
You
Night of
would think,
Champions.
yeah, you would think he would face somebody. I mean, like, oh, he could. It's, he doesn't have to face Brock Lesnar, Cody Rhodes. He could face like Ricochet, Sheamus, somebody, you know what I mean? Just defend the title. He could have a 5-minute match with Ricochet. Or he can even face Braun Strowman again, you know, just something. But you with also, I really thought what was gonna happen was he was gonna face Bray Wyatt, because the whole reign started with him, because he defeated him to win the Universal Champion. So I would really thought that he was gonna face Bray Wyatt on that 1000 day, because that's what AJ Styles did. When back in TNA, I got to watch his match live. AJ Styles faced Bobby Roode, because he was like, Bobby Roode was gonna, after that day, he was gonna break AJ Styles' streak. So he's like, you know, I should be the one to face you, because it's my streak that you're breaking. So even though Roman Reigns is not breaking Bray Wyatt's streak, but it's like the whole 1000 days started with you were day one, you know. So that's why I was thinking that was gonna happen. And because, to be honest, I really didn't thought Sami Zayn was gonna be in this match. I thought Matt Riddle was gonna take his spot. So, and then that's how they were gonna lose the titles, or they were gonna regain. I don't know, they were gonna figure something out.
Think Solo's gonna take the pin though.
I don't think, I think Roman Reigns and Solo are gonna get the W, man. I really think, because at this, well, here's the thing.
You're telling me Roman's gonna carry four belts around with him. Four belts.
Four
He's
belts.
gonna be like two belts here and two
Who,
belts here.
yeah.
He's like, what's up, guys?
But here's the thing of what I hate about that. This is a WrestleMania match, where Roman Reigns and Solo versus the Usos. This is a WrestleMania where it's like, okay, we're gonna get this dream match at WrestleMania Night 1, and at WrestleMania Night 2, Roman Reigns is gonna defend the Universal Championship, because Roman Reigns could just be like, tell Solo, like, you gotta do all the work, because I have a,
Tomorrow,
match tomorrow night. So Because if you have the Bloodline versus the Usos at SummerSlam, it's like, where do you go from there then?
Yeah.
You know, where do you, where do where does the Uso go from there? Where Roman Reigns, he okay, well, I'll go home and I'll wait. I'm gonna stay home until the next big pay-per-view. And then where does Solo go from there?
Yeah.
So if and then if they do win the tag team titles, well, again, this is if they win the tag team titles and they lose the belts to the Usos. But if they do win, it's like, where do you go from here? You
Yeah.
know, if you don't drop the belts to the Usos, where do you go from here? And if they don't, I feel like they have a better storyline if they don't win the titles because Roman Reigns could be mad at Solo,
Yeah.
saying like, you got soft on me. You
Ooh,
gotta, you gotta,
yeah.
you got soft on me. You gotta, like, we gotta build you back up and all that. Cause, or else you're gonna just be like your brothers, losers. So, we gotta fix that and then make him a monster again to the point, kind of like Batista, make him a monster, have him win the Rumble, have him or win the Elimination Chamber. Basically, build him up to where he's like Batista and Triple H. You know, built them up to that point because I feel like there's three people. Cody Rhodes is one of them. I feel like he should be the one because of the, you know, but at the same time, it's like, man, if you look back, like especially like Evolution, Batista's the
Yeah.
one who took the title away from, you know, what's his name, Triple H. So I feel like Soul should be the one to do it. Same with Jey Uso. So I don't know. It's a tough one because it's like, where do you go if it's like, where do you go from here? If
That's
you know, and then
a good.
plus you got two more titles that's gonna be taken away and not gonna be shown on television.
That's a lot of belts.
Unless they're
That's like.
doing that so Roman Reigns could be both on both shows.
Yeah, but that defeats the purpose of the World Heavyweight title, then, no?
Yeah, it's just weird. I don't understand
It's weird.
why they're doing this. I feel like the Usos should have been the ones facing Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn,
Yeah.
WrestleMania rematch part
Because
three.
remember we heard before, like, Roman's not going to wrestle from, like, WrestleMania up to SummerSlam? All of a sudden, he's, like, in every show after that? Was he a Backlash? Wait, was he?
No.
Okay. But, like, yeah, it's weird. Like, he said he's going to take a break after WrestleMania. Now he's still going to wrestle at Night of Champions. I think because of it's in Saudi Arabia. They wanted them there. That's why, you know what? You have to go. Like, why? Because they're asking for you to go.
And then after that, we got Money in the Bank. And
Whew.
that's gonna be that's in the UK, right?
Yeah, London.
What's
Londres.
after Money in the Bank? Is there another pay-per-view after Money in the Bank?
No, I don't think so.
I think then after that, it's just
Well, it's supposed to be technically, it was supposed to be
when's Money in the
Backlash,
Bank?
June something. But it was supposed to be Backlash, King of the Ring, then Money in the Bank, and then Night of Champions. But they just scrapped King of the Ring or Queen of the Ring.
King and Queen of the Ring,
Yeah, they scrapped that and they replaced that with Night of Champions. And then they made, so it was supposed to be two June pay-per-views and two May pay-per-views, but now just one June pay-per-view. When is some Money in the Bank? Let me check
And then
the actual
SummerSlam
date.
is in August.
I think, oh, so I don't even know. I think they might just put, like, Vengeance in there. Well, Vengeance is owned by, never mind. Vengeance is, yeah, it's Money in the Bank is July 1st, so there's nothing in June so far.
Oh yeah, because we have two pay-per-views. We have
In May,
in May,
yeah.
so
So technically, Night of Champions would be considered sort of like a June pay-per-view because it's the end of the month, you know. And then,
And it
yeah, after
gives them
that,
plenty of time to build it up too.
yeah. So then after that, it's well, NXT has Battleground on the 28th, so that's like, and then the July 1st is Money in the Bank. So yeah, it's kind of like they have
Of
a whole
June or in
month,
May?
May.
Oh.
So they're back to back.
So WWE technically has three pay-per-views in 1 month.
Yeah.
I feel like NXT TakeOver Battleground should have been in June.
Yeah, that's kind of like. But they wanted to coincide with, like, Night of Champions, I guess. I don't know. There's nothing in June, so who knows what's gonna happen there, you know?
My thing is, what's going to be the main event? Is it going to be the World Heavyweight Championship? Is it going to be
It
Cody
has
Rhodes
to
and Brock
be.
Lesnar? It has to be.
Yeah, you're crowning a new cha well, and I think we went back to this one in the last episode. Like, do they continue the lineage of the old World Heavyweight title? I could pull mine out right now. But do they continue that lineage, or is it like a whole new history? Like, no, we're no longer promoting the NWA. We're no longer, the Ric Flair thing. That's the old belt. Mark Henry being world champion, Kane and whoever, John Cena is, I don't know. That's the thing, like,
You would think they would.
because I think Triple H, I think because Triple H is pretty much doing it, he's like, well, I became more champion. I became a
Triple H,
champion more with the World Heavyweight title than the, I carried the World Heavyweight title pretty much the entire 2000s, mid 2000s. I was the champion, I was the guy. So I think he would want to, but I don't know. They never say anything about, like, I'm going to continue the lineage. Oh, I'm actually a one time, would they consider Mysterio's reign? Like, oh, yeah, Mysterio's in this tournament. He's a two-time World Heavyweight Champion, or one time. John Cena, Seth Rollins, I think, hasn't won it.
But that's exactly the point where it's like all these people hold that world title, and then just to say, no, we're gonna start a new legacy with this title. It's like, why?
Yeah.
That's like bringing back the ECW title and be like, yeah, it looks exactly like the IC title, but we're not gonna continue the legacy of it. So it's like, why bring it back? Why
They
not
did
just,
that, right? No, they didn't do that. They actually did.
they continue the legacy of it.
Okay, so
But
they're like,
I'm just
oh,
saying,
Sabu and Rob Van Dam and Sandman and Taz and all those guys. Okay,
I'm pretty sure you named people like didn't even win the
Raven.
title.
What
Right.
do you mean they
I'm
did? Kiss
Raven.
Candido won, Rhino won,
Shane Douglas.
Shane Douglas, Mikey Whiprich. Believe that.
But point, yeah, it's but
Yeah.
that's exactly the point where it's like it's we're gonna bring back this world title, but we're not gonna continue the legacy of it. So it's like, why bring it back?
Yeah.
Why?
It's like how they did with the Universal title. That title is just brand new. They never had a lineage before.
No.
The only reason why it has any lineage now is because of Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Sadly. No, not sadly, but like,
No, I mean he had a great run.
yeah.
Yeah, he had a great run
Because
with
if they
it.
disband that title, they're like,
It
well,
just
that.
it's just we just hate the fact that it was on the Universal Championship and not on the WWE Championship. That's
Yeah.
our issue with it.
With the rain, right? Because a thousand rain is with the universal, right? Okay.
With WWE Championship, it's been over 300 days. It could be,
Okay.
it's probably in the 400 range by
Yeah,
now.
so they did that. I'll probably even better off if they just did the WWE Championship, because then it makes the WWE Championship look weaker. I'm like, how the WWE Championship been around since like 19 what 50s? Just those Capital Championship Wrestling or something like that. Something like
So
that.
what match I even though obviously there's still plenty of matches to announce, we still have the United States Championship, we have the SmackDown's Championship to be announced. I'm starting to think they're gonna have more matches, non-title matches, because we technically only got two more championships to be announced, right?
Yeah, I got one, two,
Yeah, because Roman
three,
Reigns is not gonna defend the title.
four. No.
So
So you
we
still
only
got the
got
SmackDown
we
Women's
got
Champion?
the Smack. So Rhea Ripley's gonna have a match, clearly. And then most likely we're gonna have a Judgment Day. It's probably gonna have a match. And then we also have the United States Championship. Rumor has it it's probably gonna be Austin Theory and what's his name? Bobby Lashley. There's also rumors that it could be Austin Theory versus Sheamus at Night of Champions. I'd be down for a triple threat, but I feel like Bobby Lashley and Austin Theory having a one more match, Bobby Lashley's last chance at the United States Champion, and then that way he could go on and try to be in that number one contender spot to face
Yeah.
Roman Reigns. But at the same time, it's like, when is he gonna face Roman Reigns? He ain't gonna be at Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
You know,
You know
so
what I'm
and
confused about though? I'm so confused about the women's tech and women's
oh
championship.
yeah, the women's tag team championship as
No, man,
well.
I'm talking about like just the women's championship, like Belair's SmackDown, but she's a Raw super, she's a Smack, she's a Raw champion, but she's a SmackDown superstar, and Rhea's a Raw superstar with a SmackDown championship. I don't think they're gonna flip the belts around. Is Hopefully they
there
don't. That'd
is
be that'd be.
Rhea, where's Asuka drafted to?
She's on Raw, so I think
So
she might win it.
she may win the title
But
then.
then Rhea has to lose the belt too, or there's gonna she's gonna be like, you know what? I'm just gonna like take the belt with me. I'm just gonna like stay on SmackDown until I lose it and then go to back to Raw. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, now there's gonna be, if Asuka wins, let's say hypothetically, there's gonna be two women from the Raw roster as women's champion. Are they just gonna combine? Are they gonna do the same thing? Like, you know what? We're gonna combine these two belts. They stay on
No,
Raw,
I
make
don't
it
know.
the,
That's just too much.
and then they go. Then it would bring like the back the women's like the you know like the undisputed or whatever you know like the world, like the whatever women's championship like whatever the name you choose, you
That's
know.
just too much. I feel like all they got to do is simple. It's one simple thing. Take the Raw title, the Raw's name, and just add SmackDown.
That's not gonna.
Just flip it. What's the difference?
It's like
Why?
your. It's like legacy of the belt. You're just gonna be like, you know what? We're just gonna change the name of it. Like,
Yeah, it's so if whoever if Bianca Belair is a Raw Women's Championship, right? She's going to SmackDown. Just changes the name. Okay, so now this title is not Raw, it's SmackDown. That's as simple as that.
yeah.
You know? And then
It's just.
if it goes back to Raw, then have it go back to Raw. Or make a better choice. Don't have somebody win the title if you don't want that person to be like, hey, we're gonna have a draft. Better yet, don't draft the championships.
Yeah, that's why I don't
You
like that
know?
sometimes.
Yeah, don't draft the championships. Unless you're gonna be like, unless they're gonna be like, okay, well, I want Bianca on SmackDown, but she's champion, so
Make her drop the belt,
we gotta
like.
have her drop the belt then. Or just once again, just you could have their drop the belt and then have her, go after the Raw, the SmackDown's championship. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's so much easier ways of doing it. I mean,
Yeah.
if Asuka does win, then obviously that's great. But then it's like, okay, and then you have Rhea Ripley, who is like, who's on fire right now. And you can't have her drop the belt and then go after the Raw Championship, because that just makes her look weak. Where it's just like, there was
Yeah.
better options of you doing it. You could have had her, you could have Rhea versus Bianca Belair for champion versus champion. But whoever wins will continue a new reign as that new championship, but has to drop the other one and then have a tournament for that one. You know what I mean? So like, if
Yeah.
I would book Rhea and Bianca Belair, I would have Rhea go over. She wins the Raw Women's Championship, and since she's on Raw, she's gonna keep the Raw Women's Championship, and then she's gonna drop vacate the SmackDown's championship, and then that way they could have their own tournament. So, and then obviously there's the easiest choice, just change the name. So instead of calling the Raw Women's Championship, it is now the SmackDown's championship.
So
The
that's okay with the
legacy is
win.
gone.
So if they did that with the WWE Championship and the World Heavyweight, that'd be okay too. Like, we're just gonna name change the names.
No,
You know what I mean? Like, it
why would you change the name if there's no Smack?
exactly,
There's but
exactly.
no, but there's no SmackDown or Raw on it.
But
That's, you know what I
yeah,
mean?
but each
That
title
so
has its
they.
own lineage, though. That's like the thing. Like, the SmackDown and the Raw have different lineages. You're gonna be like, because Liv Morgan was never Raw Women's Champion, right? She was SmackDown, so it's like. We're just gonna
Yeah,
like, now
but
you're the Raw Women's Champion too? But like, you
no, 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 no. It's
know?
you wouldn't, if somebody would say, hey, if somebody would go up to Liv Morgan with SmackDown's championship, right?
Yeah.
So she wouldn't be going out there and say, wait, confusing people, where it's like, you could tell her, yeah, I was a SmackDown Women's Championship. And even though, let's just say the whole what I just said, right? Let's just say, okay, so Bianca, who's champion? Rhea Ripley, SmackDown's Women's Championship. Let's
Champion.
just say they changed the name. Now that title is called the Raw Women's Championship, right? Liv Morgan just has to say, yeah, I'm a former SmackDown Women's Championship, meaning she okay, she won the title on SmackDown when she was a SmackDown brand. But I could see how that's confusing, because it's like you're going to be thinking, oh, this is the title that she won many years ago. But it's like, no. She actually won that title over there. She won the Raw championship, but that Raw title became SmackDown's championship.
It's kind
So
of
I
weird.
kind of get it, but at the end of the day, it's like all you got to say is I was a former women's championship.
Or just get rid of that Raw
Or
SmackDown
just
thing,
get rid
yeah.
of the whole Raw and SmackDown thing, because it's just, it's like, it's dumb.
Yeah.
But I feel like I said, the only reason why I'm saying to change the name is because it's just the easiest choice. Is it dumb because of the legacy of the championship? Because like you said, Liv Morgan was a SmackDown's championship, so it does confuse it.
Yeah.
But that's on them. They're the ones who want to say this is the Raw championship, this is the SmackDown. They're the one who screw that so
Yeah.
theirself up
The
on that
fact that,
one.
like you said too, about them drafting him, the champion's like, why
Why?
even do that if you have no
Yeah.
game plan? No, like, don't
Right.
even draft. You could have kept Bianca on Smack on Raw, let her defend it, and then if she, then if she were to lose the belt eventually, put her on SmackDown if you want. But
Yeah.
like, oh, we're gonna draft the Smack Raw Women's Champion, and then Judgment Day goes to, Rhea Ripley goes to Raw. I'm like, what? Just kept them on the show there.
Yeah. Don't have the draft.
Yeah.
It's simple as
Or
that.
don't draft them. Like, every
Yeah.
other belt doesn't matter because, well, besides the tag team, because the tag team's kind of unified right now.
Right.
But the US and the Intercontinental, you could just interchange them because there's no like SmackDown or Raw in there. And then the World Heavyweight and the Universal, obviously the World Heavyweight, you gotta add on afterwards.
Yeah, because even what's it called with Batista back in, was it back in 05? Batista at one point Raw had both World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah.
So Batista stayed until he finished his rivalry with Triple H.
Yeah.
And then after that, that's when he got drafted to SmackDown. So it's like you guys have so many options of making this work.
Yeah.
But like I said, the easiest choice, which is the dumb one, is just to change the name, or better yet, just drop the Raw and SmackDown name. It's
Yeah.
that simple.
Do like how they do WWE championships. Call it the WWE Universal Women's Champion
Yeah.
and the WWE Women's World Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah.
Like, just do
It's
that.
as
And then
simple as
now they
that.
could be interchangeable instead of always like, hey, let's switch belts.
Right. Or
Or like,
we gotta have Bianca Belair drop the title to Asuka, and then we gotta have her beat Rhea Ripley so she could be champion, because we want Rhea Ripley to be champ. But
yeah.
it's just too much.
Yeah.
Where
And
it's
then the
like,
smack and then the tag team titles too, once they split them off, just be World Heavyweight, World Tag Team, and WWE Tag Team. That's like back in the day,
it's
remember?
because it's all about the brand. It's all about WWE being a brand. And it's what's annoying. It's like, why do you guys act like you guys are not a brand?
Yeah.
Why do you guys act like you guys don't have merch at stores? Why do you guys act like you guys don't sell out stadiums? It's like everybody knows what WWE is, you know? So it's like, I don't understand why everything has to be a brand. Everything has to have the WWE logo. First of all, nobody likes that stupid WWE logo. Everybody
The
likes the old school logo. So
scratch one.
yeah, the scratch one or the WWF old school logo. Nobody likes the new logo. So, but that new logo ruins everything, because they're trying to make WWE as a brand. It's like, you guys been, you know, I don't understand. And then why do it now? Because obviously they do it now because of the stock holders. They suck
Yeah.
too. But anyways, what ma out of these four or five matches have been announced, which one are you more excited for?
The World Heavyweight Championship one. AJ Styles versus Seth Rollins. That's my number one
Yeah.
for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited for that match as well. I just hope it's not disappointing.
Yeah.
No. All right, well, let's quit do a quick rundown of the our quick rundown of our predictions. So for Seth freaking Rollins versus AJ Styles, who are you going with?
Rollins.
I'm going with Rollins. Gunther versus Mustafa Ali.
Gunther.
Gunther. Bianca Belair versus Asuka.
Asuka.
I'm going with Asuka as well. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn versus the Bloodline.
Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
I'm going with the Bloodline. Cody Rhodes versus Brock freaking Lesnar.
Cody.
I'm going with Brock Lesnar on this one. I feel like they're going to have another match, a third one, either at Money in the Bank or SummerSlam.
Okay.
So, but yeah.
Nice.
All right, well, I guess this is it for this episode ever. Take us home, baby.
All right, listeners and viewers, this is it for this episode. I'm Ever, and this is Ian.
And we are out.
Bye, guys.
I did this too early again. Do do do.